Oh, welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Well, yes, it is a new year, chronologically, and that does feel good. Yeah, fresh start, you know. Like an aging prostitute splashing a little seltzer on her undercarriage before exiting a broken-down motel and hitting the streets, the cold wind on an otherwise tired face suddenly feeling fresh and clean. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hey to Craig Kukowski. Cacao, what did breakfast look like today?
Breakfast looked like raspberries, blueberries, some trail mix, some granola, and a bowl with plain yogurt.
Genius.
And a green tea with lemon and honey.
And how did it taste?
Like shit. Oh, God, it was awful. I wanted a ham and cheese omelet with hash browns so
That's
bad.
Right.
Oh, dude.
Who was making me eat that shit?
That little tiny voice in your head that sounds like James Heaney. Now, please welcome back James Heaney. Heaney, Dinky, and Dunk Esquires, do you recall your first encounter with an attorney?
My first encounter with an attorney. I've never had an encounter with an attorney.
And that's
I've
our show today.
I've always represented myself. You know? Well, I guess the attorney. Well, no, it's fine. I'd never.
No. I think everyone wants to hear everything you have to say about this.
Well, I don't know for sure that it was an attorney, but I definitely went to court, but we ended up settling. We went out to the hallway mm-hmm. and settled.
You think it was the hallway?
Well, it was definitely the hallway because the judge was just basically like, if we go through these things, then you're going to have to deal with it forever.
You
but
think it was
could
a
go
judge?
Go out to the hallway and have, and then it won't be on the record or whatnot.
What did
and
you do?
We went out to the hallway. It wasn't me, honestly. Why would it be me?
Look over there, it's Chris Alvarado. Special C, how's week one of 2021 shaping up?
Great. I'm doing what you do in the new year, which is focusing on what needs to be done, which is, some positive thinking, opening those self-help books again, going on those walks, the meditation, all of it, feeling good. As a matter of fact, you can't see it, but I'm actually levitating right now.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So following the Ted Cruz example.
I'm not sure what that means, but probably.
Yeah, not at all. And now it's a tool sing
time.
What's one of the oddest things someone said to you after a live show?
The other guy's really funny. It's not odd to hear that quite often.
Did that really? No one actually said that. That's just
probably
something funny.
Probably during Pretty Pony shows, right?
Yeah. It's those other guys are really good looking, and they're funny too. Okay, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for coming, though.
My least favorite is, hey, looks like you guys are having a lot of fun up there. And last, but take it up the manger, if you think him least, it's Joey Greer.
Bonjour.
Cryptocurrency, mm-hmm. Explain to me again, please, why your offer is best.
Because at the end of the day, you're going to mm-hmm. get a lot of offers, but none of them are going to be caring about you.
No.
They're caring about what your product is. And I'm saying, I'm going to give you a career. That's why. They just want to buy you, and they want to sell you, and they're going to flip you quick. What I'm going to do is I'm going to let you stay on that pan. I'm going to let you sizzle hot. And then I'm going to turn you over in about 30 to 40 years. And guess what? We're going to have another 30 to 40 years to make some money. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So, I do.
Yeah, I'm
that
never
was the answer
you
I was hoping for, but it is over. The answer's over. Let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails or from our patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks like, yes, video of what I'm saying right now. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here at
alchemythis.
And now first, a message from patron VIP McCoy Cantwell. Hey, alchemists. I am taking advantage of my patron subscription to just send a little message of encouragement, despite what I'm sure is the soul-sucking nature of having to do comedy via the World Wide Web. You've definitely still got that zazz. Some of the most recent episodes are unequivocally, or however you say that, among the greatest ever I'll refrain from a scene suggestion because you all are definitely up to your elbows in them. But do want to let you know you still rock our socks off. McCoy Cantwell, isn't that sweet?
And by the way, that's the gentleman.
Really sweet.
That's the gentleman who purchased my workshop as a gift for his friend.
Oh, there's no end to this guy's support and giving and loving.
No end.
Hats off. And thanks for letting everyone know that, Chris. Seriously.
Yeah.
And thank you, McCoy. Scene one comes to us from listener Steve, who wrote, "Hi, everyone. You're all my favorite. I have listened to all of your Alchemy This True Stories, except for one. Yes, that one. It sounded like you just made it up on the spot. Oh, well. I found an old article from back in the day when professional sports was just getting started. In order for the teams to be able to keep their players that are offered, they were offered lifetime contracts. Today is the most important game of the year for your professional sports team, and the star player just turned 82. Please tell us about that. I am tired from making all that up. I don't know how to do this. Thanks again, Steve." I don't know
all
how
right,
you
quiet
do
down,
it.
Quiet down, quiet down, everybody. Keep it down. This is a locker room. This is not a chat
everyone's quiet
box.
Everyone's quiet.
Keep it quiet, please. Please, I need your attention.
Quiet
I need
for
your
coach.
Attention. All right, fellas.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me put it in the locker.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, today's
is he going to come out for the game or not? I mean, we need a point guard.
Yeah, I imagine.
You want, listen, my baby can't be out there anymore. My wife is pretty pissed that we brought him out before. We need to find somebody to replace.
No. He signed a contract, right?
You know
just
what?
Ask Edgar. Edgar turned 82 yesterday. Edgar, give it up for Edgar, everybody.
Yeah, but the difference is Edgar was of
is Edgar
age
awake?
To sign. Edgar.
Edgar. Nah. Tell me.
But Edgar was, he's an adult. He can sign for himself. I wasn't even there when you guys got my baby to sign it. I can't even believe, I've never seen my baby hold anything.
Coach.
Yeah.
Listen, first of all, drop the my baby bullshit. It's our baby, fucker.
The game
starts in 17 minutes. So let's go back to what the coach was saying. All right.
Hold on a second.
Shit
my
for
wife
brains.
And I. My wife and I.
Okay, again, coach.
Look, she's all over. Yes, please.
Let's drop the my wife business too, fuckface.
She's all of our wives.
All of our wives. What?
She's all of our.
I had a wife before I went to the war.
Oh, Edgar. Edgar.
Which war is he talking about? Is he talking about the Civil War?
He's been
I don't like talking
wars.
About it.
All right, listen up here, fellas. Listen up. I'm talking to you too, baby, if you can hear me.
I'll take it out of the locker.
Today isn't just a game. Today is the championship of the world game. But I thought about this long and hard this morning over my green tea with honey. It tastes like shit, by the way. I thought about this and I thought to myself, we have a secret weapon. And that secret weapon is Edgar. Edgar, you've been an anchor for this team for many years.
I first tasted green tea when I was overseas.
Give it up for three cups of green tea
and you're friends now, with the locals.
Here's what I'm thinking, everybody. We pass the ball only to Edgar all game long.
Give me the rock.
I mean, we should definitely get the baby in play. I mean, the baby needs to know how the game flows and all that. We should make should we name the baby or no? We're not going to name the baby. I you know what?
Hey,
I'm on the bench. I don't know what.
Yeah. So sorry to interrupt. I know you're trying to motivate your team right now. Can I have a moment on behalf of the refereeing crew before we get started today?
Of course. Yeah. Good to see you.
Look, all of us on the crew just want a fair and honorable championship game today. And with that in mind, we'd like to really encourage you to not play Edgar today.
I remember your face. I saw your face overseas when I was in a war.
You
had a dead ringer for a man.
He?
I put a bullet through his head.
Jesus.
I mean, that's one of the reasons, but I mean, it's a miracle that he hasn't died on the court.
You would die for this game, ref.
We should probably keep the baby out too, right? It's
Ideally, don't play the baby.
See?
Either. Can I show you something, ref?
I have a name, by the way.
Yeah, it's fine. This is Edgar's contract. Okay, I keep it with me in my pocket. Yeah. See here, this is a lifetime contract.
You're not obligated to honor it until death.
But he is eligible.
He is eligible to play. Like everything in the league's bylaws allows you to play, Edgar. I'm just saying, he's gonna die up there.
That's the way he wants it.
Get your popcorn. Hey, well, how about a popcorn for you and the missus?
Oh, yeah,
can't afford it. For it. Can't afford it.
Come on.
No, yeah, I can't afford it. Excuse me. Pardon me. We're just looking for our seats.
Oh, yeah. Would you like to get a popcorn for you and your son?
That's my date.
Oh, so
I'm a woman. I was a woman. You've already you said you and the missus.
Oh,
and then now you think I'm his son?
Sorry, did I overhear that you can't afford a popcorn?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But he also called me a little boy. I don't understand.
So you are wearing a newsy cap.
Well, I mean, so what?
She's fashion forward.
Good. I make
She's
it look
fashion forward.
Fucking all good. Right.
I mean, it's an honest mistake. But somehow you got two tickets to the championship game?
Wait a second. Do you think I look like a little boy?
Tina, relax.
Yes, you do.
No, what? Oh, wow. Seriously.
Are you going to buy them popcorn or should I move on?
Yes. Can I get a round for everyone in the row?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
Take this.
Those popcorn bags are like $8 a bag.
I know. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, my God.
Keep a tab.
Oh, my God.
Hello. Listen, I wanted to talk about restructuring Edgar's contract, if I could, please.
You got to talk to his agent. I'm just the coach. His agent's right there if you want to.
Yeah, hey, no. Sal. I'm his agent. That's why I called you.
Oh, I thought you were.
No.
That makes sense.
Sal was replaced.
I'm just hanging around.
Sal was replaced. He was sort of moved out of the agency, but still shows up for the free lunch at the meetings on Monday. But I am Edgar's new agent, and we'd like to restructure his deal.
Dutch, hold my calls. What's going on here? What's happening?
This is the owner of the team. I don't need to tell you that. Okay, I'll step away. Sal, come with me. Join me.
Hey, Tim. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you as well. What's going on here?
We need to restructure Edgar's contract.
Oh, you're an agent now. Okay, I understand. Yeah, let's come into my office.
What happened to the spicy mustard? Is there no spicy mustard anymore? There's just yellow mustard here.
We got rid of it. Sal, we got rid of it.
Well, how am I supposed to make a spicy ham and cheese sandwich?
You're supposed to make it outside of the owner's office.
Dutch, come on, can you Sal. Handle this? Sal. Dutch, can you handle this?
Of course. Sal, tell me about the time you met Pearl again.
Who did I meet?
Come on.
Tim, anyways.
Now look, the Dubuque Trumpets, we got a long storied history, all right? And one of the things we have as part of our history is players.
Edgar, yeah. Specifically for 60 years.
60 years.
He's been playing for the team.
His body is going to hang in the rafters. I guarantee it.
Well, it practically is now in terms of how to keep him up. So I'm just asking, maybe he skips every fourth game through the first half of the season and the second half, every second and fourth game.
Okay.
Same
pay. Well, we did lose the championship last year.
Same pay. Well, you lost the championship because your coach is an asswipe.
Well, we can all agree that he's a little rough around the edges. But I will say giving the ball to Edgar, and only Edgar has proven successful.
He's redefined the term power forward. You're not wrong.
I mean, truly.
Yeah.
Truly. Now, look, I mean, I understand what you're saying. We want to keep him healthy for the playoffs.
They don't call him the elbow for nothing. Yeah, healthy for the playoffs, since we all know that's all that matters. So
what are you going to give me, huh? What are you going to give me?
You're the owner. What do you need?
Well, we do need spicy mustard. We got rid of that. So
I did catch wind of that.
If you could,
there's also only baked Lay's. Do you have regular unbaked Lay's?
Dutch, can you handle this?
Sal.
All right, gold diggers, gather around the team. I need to talk to you guys about how you're playing out on the field. All right,
why are you so mad?
Can you stop smoking?
Nobody,
why are you calling it a field?
Smoking.
It's not a field. It's a court.
Yeah, this is basketball, coach. What are you talking about?
Okay, first of all, I just need you guys to start treating every one of their players equal, okay? Now, I can't help but notice that nobody's going after the old man on the court, okay?
Is that a cigar in your other hand?
It's not lit. I'm only smoking one of these, okay?
Coach, what do you want? They banned us from using brass knuckles like you really suggested we use. We're not allowed to attack.
They don't have to be brass. They could be just aluminum. Anything. Anything. You guys are just letting them run you on the court. Okay? They pass it to the same guy every time, and every time, everybody's all hands off. Which one of you wants to get a bump in the pay this year?
I just feel bad, Coach. Like, the guy's, like, in his 80s. He's very frail. I feel like if I touch him at all, he's going to, you know, crumple like tissue paper.
Okay.
Pardon me for a second there, Coach. Also, fellas, which one of you just wants a bump?
Oh, yeah. I'll take a bump.
Right. Yeah. All right, Trumpets. Look, that was a great first half. Give it up for Edgar, everybody, huh?
Edgar.
Quick change in plans.
The first half of the war, I was in the front.
Yep. Yep, and that's what you were today.
What war is he talking about? What is that?
Well, he's 82, so it'll be the Korean War, and it only lasted 2 years, Coach. Not for nothing. Can we stop with this?
Stop with what?
Edgar's talk about the war?
Edgar's his own man. He can do what he wants. But listen, we're moving away from Edgar for a second. This is who I want to talk about. How's this for a game plan? No. Let him speak. Let him speak.
What's the game plan, Coach?
Here's the game plan. Only the baby gets the ball in the second half.
Wow.
Oh, that's genius.
I love it. I love it. Hey, I'm only on the bench. I love it.
Coach, sorry to interrupt again. Do you have a moment before we begin the second half? Oh,
everybody, it's the ref. Huh? Give it up.
Ref. Hey. That's the guy who looks like the man I killed overseas.
Okay. My name is Bert, by the way.
Bert.
I gotta apologize. First of all, Edgar had a tremendous first half. I just gotta plead with you, do not put that baby out on the court.
You see this right here, ref? This is a contract. Uh-huh. Okay. This is baby's contract. He signed it for life.
Oh, so maybe starting him when he's in his late teens.
He's eligible now. Am I
he
wrong?
He is
about
eligible.
That?
Like, there are so many loopholes in this league's bylaws.
All right, kid. Now listen. All right. Now you're on the scouting team. All right. Now what we got to do is we got to find the best players out there for the cheapest amount. Now look, there's a lot of old folks' homes, and we're going to be canvassing all of them. All right. Now come on. Let's see if we can't find some talent that might not be on the radar.
Whenever I watch games, I'm usually looking for the people that are coming out of college and have a real good career. I just don't know if anybody really wants to. They're old. Old's not cool.
Excuse me, are you here to recruit?
Oh, here we go. Yes, sir. Yes, we are.
What sports are you looking for?
Baseball, basketball, hockey, MMA. Yeah.
You look like an MMA guy.
I don't think he should do MMA. He looks fragile.
Give me 1 second. Jason, you're new to the scout team here, okay? This is a money ball, all right? You're not Brett Pitt.
But I've been watching sports since I was a little kid.
I am a specialist in MMA, Marvin McHugh arts.
Oh, that's deadly. That's some deadly shit over there, huh? Look, this guy's good. Look, Jason, look, you just got to follow my lead here. Look, if you think you got something good, then why don't you start your own program? Why don't you start your own team? But this is how it's been done for 100 billion years, and it's going to be done way for 100 billion years after. Do you understand?
Okay, I'll just follow along, but...
Hey, baby. Baby, look at me. Look at me.
What?
Look at me. Over here.
What?
Over here, baby. Baby.
Does this make me look like a boy? What does this? I mean, I don't understand. God damn it.
Got a beer for you, sir, and a,
sir,
a Coke.
Fuck you. Oh, fuck you, man.
It's the same person. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, same person. Damn it.
That's our scene one. Scene one, everybody. Holy cow. Holy cow.
I want you to be the baby.
Right?
I just realized that. But the way you said baby is not the way I talk to a baby.
Fair, fair. Hands should have named the baby. Should have named the baby.
That's my question. We're going to name it.
Scene two comes from our newest patron, Alchemaniac Cowboy Dracula.
Ooh!
Thank you, Cowboy Dracula, who wrote,
Hi, hello. Scene suggestion. A person on a job interview inappropriately trying to explain an extremely dissociative salvia trip where they became sentient wallpaper in several houses. He also added that this was based on a true story. Thank you, Cowboy Dracula. Gloria, where's my 3 o'clock? Is my 3 o'clock here yet?
Almost, sir. You do have a couple other people here waiting for the 5 o'clock interview.
Good. So good. Keep them out there. Let's put it.
Well, I will let you know when the 3 o'clock arrives.
You want to maybe reach out to the 3 o'clock and see if he's en route or in the elevator or what?
Yeah. Email, text, or phone call.
Yes.
Okay. I'll email first. I'll wait. Like,
Todd, dude. What? You have a job interview right now. You need to get down to the chandelier.
Hey, wait. Dude, check this out. I already know that the people interviewing after me showed up early. So to avoid any trouble, I'm just going to show up at 5. Bro, it's fine.
How do you know that?
I know this because I am sentient and I am now omnipotent, bro. Don't worry about it. Damn. I'm just making a cool flow over there. I'm going to show up when they need me, not when they expect me.
Oh my God, when they need you.
It's Om, my God, my friend. Om, my God.
I'm so fucked up.
Yeah, I like to show up a couple hours early. What about you? You're one of the early ones or your appointments right now?
I'm not totally sure why I'm here.
You look old for this job. Holy, like 70, 80?
Yeah, somewhere in that range, yes.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Well, best of luck out there. They got some great magazines here in the lobby.
Yeah, right? Seems like it. Yeah. Listen, I really want this job, so I'm like really serious. So, I don't know.
Okay. I'll go in there and blow it so they hire you.
Okay. Is a baby here? Is a baby here for an interview?
That's me. My name is Baby Johnson. Okay. Or do you want that baby?
There is also a baby here.
I think the baby.
The baby.
It's unnamed. It's just in the description. I just picked this guy. Okay, thank you. We'll be back for you guys in a second.
She didn't say baby in the erotic way you would normally say.
Call it adult baby. It was confusing, yeah.
Todd, it's 4:50, man. You got 10 minutes to get there.
Oh shit! I lost track of time. Oh shit! Can you drive me? Because I won't be able to find parking. Drive me up to the front.
Are you gonna wear that carpet around your neck like that?
This isn't a carpet. It's a chest dress. Okay.
Oh my God! I'm so fucked up.
It's okay. Hug it out. Come here. Hug it out.
Oh yes.
You're saving me today. Okay. I guess you.
Thum, 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 thum.
Don't answer it. We're not here. Okay.
Thum, 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 thum.
I'm getting anxious, man. I'm getting anxious.
Hey, guys, it's Ricardo. I'm your neighbor. I just need to talk something out, man.
Shit. Oh, man. Hold on. Did you give Ricardo any of the salvia?
Somehow this is outside of my psychic ability. I don't know what he's here.
Okay, I didn't see this.
Thum, 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 thum. Hey, what's up, man? What's up? Hey,
oh, man, give me a hug, man. Give me a
Holy
hug,
shit, your face is smashed in, dude.
Oh my God, man. Yeah, man, I need to talk something out, man. I don't know if I should go to the hospital.
You gotta go to the hospital.
I don't know. Okay, this must be meant to be. We all did salvia last night. Let's get in the car. You drop me off at the interview and then you bring him to the hospital.
Okay, Ricardo, wanna go for a ride?
Gloria, I don't want to talk to a baby. Can you get this baby out of here, please?
Yes, of course, sir.
Thank you.
Would you like
send him
my
3 o'clock?
Oh, okay.
Oh, fuck me. My fucking brother's niece. This is who I gotta hire. Well, let's see what's on the internet. Look at that.
Welcome to Hot, Hot, Hot. Do you like to get hot?
I do.
Submit now.
Do you like furniture? Click. Do you like furniture? Oh, patio furniture's on sale this week.
Shit. Oh, that's not what I want.
Welcome to Hotness.
Here we go.
Okay, sir. So you want me to install this app that'll let you verbally click on any pop-up windows? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
Let me just get that. And I will say that that might be problematic.
I mean, a lot of times when I'm talking to my computer, I'm also tapping the keys. So,
of course.
So I'm doing both, right?
But this takes a step out of the way.
If I could talk without tapping, that'd be sweet as hell.
All right.
Welcome to www.butttouch.com. Okay, touch my butt to enter.
Okay. Do you use indoor furniture?
Ah, what about these? Like crazy.
How do I slow these down?
All right, Todd, we're here, dude. Hey,
all right, thanks.
The job is already yours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're what they need, not what they expect.
Uh-huh. Whoa. Yeah. Hey, okay. Hey, pals. You better turn around and go home because they've given this job away.
No,
my friend Baby's in there right now and he's killing.
I've seen the way I get this job, and I'm here for like 40 years before they make me a manager, yeah. And then I spend another 40 years really earning big.
Hey, what happened to your friend's face? It should be convex, but it's concave.
Look at me, Carl. Stay awake. Stay awake. Stay awake.
You know what? That's a birth thing. That's a birth thing, man. You guys should go. So.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
You guys should go. Okay. Can you show me where the interview area is? Hello. Is anybody? Is this the place to interview for
the
job?
Well. Looks like we got ourselves a lost soul.
I'm not a lost soul. No, I found my soul in Joshua Tree.
Oh, did you? Well, it must have slipped in through your wet fingers. Because you're here. You're lost in corporate America. Do you know where you're supposed to go?
I was supposed to be at a 3 o'clock appointment, but in my omnipotent haze, I saw that there was early comers, and I figured I'd be here at 5. Because it gave me time.
Are you an early comer? Say yes to earlycomings.com.
Yes.
Welcome. Yes. You are now in the internet.
Do you need dining room furniture? Because right now we got a special on dining room
furniture.
What is
with the guy with the dining room furniture?
You got to listen to me. Come on, check it out. It's all
he's
wood.
Talking back.
Allwood.com.
How does this work? Hey, hi, Steve. I know you run the patio furniture internet sales. Is that right?
That's we sell all kinds of furniture. We got outdoor furniture.
I don't know
furniture.
If you recognize me. I'm Dirty Deborah.
Oh, yeah.
From butttouch.com.
Butttouch.com. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
Nice to meet you in person. Wow, I love these conventions. Everyone gets to meet all the pop-up ad people. Yeah.
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce does a good job.
I feel like... And I don't know how the internet works. I just feel like oftentimes when people are trying to find my content, you kind of jump in. And I wonder if maybe we can figure that out.
My tech guy has got me in a special pop-up system. All right.
Oh.
When people verbally agree to anything else, I pop in as a pop-up. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's a new software. So people go to
you like seminars. We're having a pop-up seminar in room 238 right now.
That's my guy.
Hi, thank you. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
That's pretty cool, right? Yeah, my guy, he does a lot of great stuff. This guy, you call him in, he'll set that up. If you want
what's your name, sir? What's his name? Pop-up guy.
The guy who sets up the stuff? Craig.
Do you like guys named Chad?
Chad Cragen.
Chad Cragen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Chad, I would love to work with you sometime. I'm
click
Deborah,
on my
Dirty
nose
Deborah.
For more information.
Oh my God.
I'll leave you two alone. All
right. Okay.
Okay, baby.
Did you?
And Todd, I mean, that's really the essence of being you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a crazy story, man. I'll tell you what, I haven't really heard much like that, but right through that door, that's your interview.
Uh huh.
Are you ready?
Okay. Thank you guys. I honestly thought I was prepared, but there was a lot of things I didn't know. And now I know.
It's all in you. You got it, Todd.
Yeah, that's right. We're all your friends through thick and thin, no matter what.
Don't forget me.
Oh, boy. How many of you are physically here?
So Todd's been in a coma for 2 months? Is that what we're talking about here?
Yes. Your friend, you need to get your friend out of here. That's for sure. Todd is the one in coma, but if he wants to check in with that face, we can check him in. But listen, we don't just let people hang out here with concave faces. Okay, I'm a doctor.
What's the survival rate for Todd? I mean, I'm so doc. Can I tell you? I'm so fucked up.
Hey, Todd. What would if you had your own design? What is it you'd like us to do with your face?
With my face?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Whoa. I guess what I would want is a really long beard.
Right.
And it would, I would sometimes be able to braid it. And okay. Sometimes
if I can stop you right there, the beard is kind of up to you and your face. I'm a plastic surgeon. I can do various things with your actual face. I ask again, what is it you'd like us to do?
Well, I'd like the little tiny holes in my face to sprout out hair. Because there's...
Hey, Ricardo, open up. Ricardo.
Or...
Dude, I just want to say, I know you're bummed because Todd got that free plastic surgery deal.
Why didn't you tell me about it? Why didn't you just tell me about it?
It should have gotten to you. And honestly, he spent that whole free service on just getting a goatee. So it's like kind of fucked.
You tried a goatee last summer. It didn't look good. We all agree. It didn't look good. He tried that already.
It just like he feels he knows that he took that spot from you, you know, and he feels bad.
Which way do you like your face to go? Inward or outward?
Oh yes.
Operators with inward faces are standing by right now.
Oh god, I
do you
can't
need
even
bathroom
verbally...
furniture? All right. That's what we got. Can't we got even... toilets. We got dressing.
Oh god.
We got mirrors. Everything.
Can you hear me or not? Oh god, these ads can't even understand me.
I'll leave you to it then.
So can I assume that I have the job now?
Well, he hasn't seen you yet. So whenever you're able to go into the meeting, I'm sure you'll be able to decide.
Do you want
to
just check with him to see maybe if I have the job now?
Sure.
I mean, if it was up to me, you'd have it.
Thank you. Appreciate the support.
Sir,
what is it, Gloria?
One of your 5 o'clocks is here. Baby. His name is Baby.
Right. And what can I do for you and Baby?
Do you want to see him for the job interview or?
I'm right here, sir. You might as well.
Hello, Mr. Baby.
Baby, please.
Hello, Mr. Baby. Just a moment, Gloria.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
Are you?
Yes.
I mean, I hear you saying it, but I don't.
On the intercom.
How is it that Baby's in my office?
Oh my God. I don't know. He just popped in there. It's like he's like
my
interdimensions or.
Here is
CV. Thanks, Gloria.
Appreciate my diploma from the University of Arkansas at Little Rock.
Baby, hold on. Don't sit down.
Wait, you want me to stop? Oh, I think you weren't talking to me, baby. I can go back to it.
Let me just turn off my computer for a second. Sorry, Mr. Baby. Is it Baby, Mister? Or
baby? No, it's just Baby because it's Baby Johnson. But the way you're saying it does confuse me a little bit.
Baby Johnson. Yeah. So may I call you Mr. Johnson so we remove confusion?
Sure. My friends call me Baby, though, so.
Right. Cool. We're not there yet, Mr. Johnson.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Did you call me Mr. Johnson?
I don't believe I did. Oh, my assistant, Gloria.
Your assistant, Gloria, she's not there, so I just thought.
Oh, she's not
assistant
there.
Is the right word. That's good. It's not secretary anymore.
What is your name, sir?
I'm Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnsons.
Wait, I'm Mr. Johnson.
No, hey, nice to meet you.
Shake What's hands. Your first name, other than Mr. Johnson? Child Johnson?
Child Johnson.
Child Johnson, how would you like the job today of being my assistant and receptionist?
Holy, ooh. I have to absolutely say no.
It starts at $85,000 a year.
Whoa.
I want to work my way up. No. I want to start even lower than that.
When I say $85,000, I mean
$87,000. Okay. You've given me a lot to think about.
If you pass this up, wow.
Child Johnson, let me put a pin in you and Mr. Baby Johnson.
Oh, fuck.
Am I not supposed to put an actual pin? I never understood that saying. Okay. Baby Johnson, how would you like the job that Child Johnson is still contemplating?
I'll take it. I'll even fire your current assistant.
I'll tell you what. You can start by escorting Child Johnson out of my office.
Everybody, gather around. Todd's waking up. He's waking up from the coma.
You guys really all shouldn't be here at the same time. This is not good. As a doctor, I do not work. This guy's still with his face.
Hey, what's going on? Guy waking up from a coma?
Tell everybody. Tell everybody you know.
All right. I'll spread the news.
And that's scene two.
Hey, the rest of the truck is getting in here. Totally, this guy's waking up from a coma.
No. That is totally scene two. Scene 3 comes to us from Kevin, spelled with a Q, who wrote, "Hello, Kevin, spelled with a K. First, I want to say thank you to all the Alchemaniacs for bringing a smile to my face at least twice a week during this dumpster fire every year." Okay, Kevin with a Q. I think you mean all the alchemists, unless the Alchemaniacs who support us on Patreon are also bringing a smile to your face twice a week, in which case I would love more detail. Back to your email. Second, I want to thank Craig for his little rants about grammar and word use. As a fellow pedant, or pedant?
Pedant.
Pedant. As a fellow pedant, I really appreciate it. No, Joey, that's not what a pedant means. Third,
you don't know that.
My scene suggestion is your take on Animal Farm, but instead of animals, you're all talking plants. Thanks, Kevin. So we eventually get water. How does this work exactly? I mean, technically, I don't actually wander as much as my title might suggest, but I am thirsty as a motherfucker.
I don't want to fill in the new guy. Listen, we're in the middle of something. You'll get water when you get water. So okay. What I'm saying is, she doesn't return my.
A new guy has a question again.
Yep. My question is, will there be a lunch at some point?
You make your own food, man. You photosynthesize. You make your own food.
Yeah, I know what it means.
So
thank you.
Whenever the sun.
Sure. You want to check my scalp for numbers? I got it. Thank you.
So at night she like closes up on me, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I want to get close to her, you know? And then in the morning she's like,
she's not into you, man.
Dude,
she's not into you. What? Oh my God. What?
I know I'm new guy, but if I could weigh in just for a second, I think he's wrong. I think she's totally into you. Okay.
Okay.
And this is what they do. They like to control things.
Based on what information? What generalization is that? Based on all.
Shut up, dude. She's into me.
I'm around a little longer than you, Sprout. So yes, she's crazy into you.
Okay, because during the daytime she's like opening up for everybody,
right?
And at night I'm like, hey, you know, and she's like, you know,
so, right? Yeah.
Listen, new guy, I don't think you're too bad after all. Let me let you in on a little secret.
Please, please, please.
Once a month,
what happens?
We get that miracle grow.
Ooh, what does that mean?
It's that good. It's that good stuff.
The good.
Now, look, I just don't know if I'm going to be able to keep the property. But, you know, if I'm able to do like maybe a decreased installment, then I can. But if not, I don't know. It looks like some of the major teams.
You know, you've got a week to pay or we're repossessing your arboretum.
Please, look, I can't have another one of those disgusting stadiums be put here, okay? The world needs more nature.
More sports coming in. We need stadiums.
Oh, God.
Stadia.
Okay, well.
Sorry, Stadia.
Google Stadia. Okay, well, look, maybe we can come into agreement. Maybe I can give you some drugs. I can grow some drugs.
What makes you think that I do drugs?
Nothing. I just thought, I don't know.
Are you growing? Are you growing drugs here?
No, not in the bank. No, I'm not growing them in the bank. No.
Well, I meant generally at your farm.
No, of course not. No.
Okay, then we definitely can't support you on that.
Wait, you do want
drugs? No, I don't want drugs.
Right, of course. They're bad. Okay.
Everybody freeze. Okay. Nobody. Has anyone seen my baby?
Oh, man. You can't say that in a bank. You scared the shit out of me.
I just wanted to make enough.
Oh, my God.
Just wanted to make
security guard just shit himself.
I gotta go. I gotta go.
Security guard just shit himself. What the hell is that?
Typical day around here.
So that's a no. Okay. All right. I'll try the next story.
No one's seen the baby. Oh, my God.
Welcome to Macy's, sir. What department can I point you towards?
First of all, I need to know, anybody here has seen my baby? I want my baby back.
Okay. Is there a name for the baby? I could announce it over the intercom.
Child.
And last name?
Johnson. Child
Got it.
Johnson.
Got it. Anyone who's seen Child Johnson, a young lad, Child
I want my Johnson? Baby back.
Just a second. This may not be a thing.
Everybody put your fucking hands up. Put your hands up in the air. And now smell your armpits. If they don't smell that fresh, I am selling deodorant to anybody who wants some.
That guy just shit his pants.
We don't need deodorant.
This is a bank. Okay.
I think the security guard had a heart attack.
Wow, the sun's coming up, everybody. Hey, wake up. Wake up. Hey, sun's coming up.
What's happening?
It's why I'm ready to wake up. It's a start of a new day. Oh, no.
I'm moving into your place.
Shit. Look, Weeds, I don't want you around, okay?
Oh, Trevor's got Weeds. On. Trevor's done for.
I don't have them. They're here.
We are together now. You said you were lonely.
Get your arms off of me. Are you saying I manifested this?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Trevor likes weeds. Hey. Oh, gross. Trevor's making out with the weeds. Oh, I'm going to shit myself.
I'm so sorry, little plants. Oh, we got some weeds here. Let me just rip that up.
Oh, shit.
Every morning I come and I water you and I talk to you to help you grow and let you know that you're special, because plants, they're connected. It's crazy how connected they are, and they do have feelings. I know that. She's so smart.
She's so smart.
But I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep you around. The bank is going to come and repossess the arboretum, and if there was just some way that, I don't know, money what could grow hell? On you, then I guess I would be saved, but that doesn't
plant
look
meeting,
like I'm
plant meeting,
have.
Plant meeting.
Is yeah, this something we all do? How does this work?
All right. You heard her wish.
What's a bank? Guy.
No, we need to grow money. She asked for it. She's manifesting it, so we need to do it for her.
Oh, boy.
Who's in?
Well, I think there's only one person who can do that for us.
Say it.
Marijuana Mac. But we put him down a long time.
Oh.
I mean, if we all pitched in and gave him our Miracle Grow, maybe he could, you know, sprout some buds.
Maybe he could sprout enough buds to save the arboretum.
Yeah.
What's an arboretum?
I don't know. She said that. I don't know. She said that.
It's like it's like a stadium for plants.
Oh, so there's a lot of sports, right?
Yeah. Sporta.
All right. Who's going to wake up Marijuana Mac?
I'm not doing it. He's grouchy.
I'm not doing it. He's grouchy as fuck.
I'll do it. I don't want to do it.
You're crazy.
Hey, but I'm telling you right now, I don't want to do it.
Oh, dude, you're crazy.
You're crazy.
You know what? Dude. No, you know, I'll do it. No, I'll do it.
I dare you to do it.
Dude, you're crazy. Do you want to do this?
Okay, stay back. I don't want to do this.
Hey, I don't want to do this.
Go,
I don't want to do this.
Get the new guy to do it.
What am I supposed to do exactly?
Just wake him up.
Is there a way he likes to be woken?
Yeah, big pat on the head.
He loves pat on the head. Pat on the head. Got it.
Hey. Whoa, what's up, baby? Who dares disturb the sleep of Marijuana Mac?
I'm sorry.
Hey, Mac.
I was confused. You were sleeping?
Yeah. I've been sleeping for years, man.
I thought with the sunglasses and the headphones, maybe you were in another mindset. I didn't realize it was slumber. My mistake.
Hey, Mac, it's me, Trevor. How you doing, man? It's been a while.
Yeah, what's up, bro?
I've gotten big, haven't I?
Yeah, you have. You keep growing.
Yeah, thanks, man.
You really sprouted.
All right.
He's just dating some weeds.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Leaves of three, let it be. Yeah. Leaves of four, touch it more.
Touch it more. Tell him. Tell him.
Me?
Yes. You're crazy, dude.
Can you sprout some sweet bud so we can use that to pay for the arboretum?
What's an arboretum?
I don't know. She said it. She said it. I don't know.
Well, that's what I do, man. I sprout sweet buds.
Oh. Okay.
And we turn that into cashola.
Dum, 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 dum. Hey, you guys, it's Ricardo. Dum, 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 dum. Hey, you guys.
Oh, Ricardo, look at this sweet goatee.
If you want me to fix your door, a door knocker, I can. It seems like it's not working right, and I can just put in a normal doorbell. This is what the current one sounds like.
Oh. Thum, 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 thum.
Yeah, and I can put in a normal one that just sounds like this.
Hello?
Wait, was it both of those, or was it?
That's one doorbell. Here, let me play it again for you.
Hello?
That one's kind of confusing because it seems like maybe somebody's saying hello. You know what? That's pretty trippy, though. I'll take it. I'll take the ding, ding, hello.
Okay, here we go. All yours. There we go.
Wow. Okay. Now I just got to.
Hello?
This hello? Thing's fucking broken.
Ricardo.
Ricardo, hold on a second. Try ringing this thing again. It's supposed to. It's not the way it's supposed to sound.
Hello, hello.
Fuck it. Okay, what do you want, Ricardo? Oh, check this goatee out.
Oh. Oh, great, great. Look, I just got a hot tip on some possible salvia growing at the arboretum.
Is it Salvia divinorum or just like regular old salvia?
Oh, I guess I gotta smoke it to find out.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get Carl involved.
No, no,
let's
no.
Let's get the whole gang.
I just want to take you. I just me and you. It's just a buddy trip. Me?
Yeah. Okay, all right, let's do it. Okay.
Well, I figured I should see the arboretum for myself before we take possession of it.
Of course.
I'm sending photos to all the sports owners around the country. Just great. To see if it's a good site for a stadium.
Good state.
Sorry, I misspoke briefly.
Learn how to fucking speak. You think with all that goddamn money in the bank, you'd have some goddamn language.
Well, you've got a lot of plants here.
Yeah, it's an arboretum.
Okay, what's an arboretum?
Plants. That's what I said. Kill him. We have to kill him, plants.
I'm happy to do that.
New guy.
Put a weapon in my hand.
Cut his throat.
Put a weapon in my hand.
Cut his throat. Use your leaves as like a paper cut.
Yeah, they're not that sharp, I'll be honest with you.
It's going to be hard for us to get you a weapon, new guy.
What's this here, a Venus flytrap?
Yeah, it's a Venus flytrap.
Wow, I've never seen one of these up close. Pretty cool.
Be careful because...
Look closer.
They will... It's a slow death for a fly, but
get
for
right
it's
in
completely
there.
Nothing. They won't do a thing. So
feel free to Siegfried and Roy that shit and put your head right
in. It's open up his jaws like it's going to strike. I'm gonna stay back from this.
I mean, I do have, so if you want to check over here, I got some plants from Mario, from Super Mario.
Oh,
those
yeah.
Are like, yeah.
Those are real?
So I have those. Those are real. Yeah. So be careful though, because those can eat you, and some of them do shoot fireballs out. So.
Okay, I don't want to get close to those plants.
Well, let's just take a look. And that's our show for today.
I'll take a look.
That's our show for today. How about that? Oh, fellas, love each and every damn one of you. Let's thank all of our alchemists, please, starting with the welcoming back of Dr. James Heaney.
Well, thank you for being here. And I got to just say, I've been enjoying listening to Alchemy That. So I wanted to give a shout out. It gives me quite a few giggles. You can find Alchemy That where, Spotify is where I found it.
Okay. And for listeners who don't know at all what you're talking about?
Well, imagine like after The Walking Dead, there's The Talking Dead. Alchemy That is the Alchemy This Talking Dead. And I this might be crazy, but I've been thinking about starting a podcast called Alchemy
nope.
Thus.
Don't do it.
And it would be
don't do it.
All right.
I beg of you.
Okay.
Craig's concern early on was having improv scrutinized. Would you say that any of that is happening, or is it just fanboying out, as they say? James.
Oh, well, me, I thought you were asking Craig. I feel like it's not notes. Really, it's just them noticing things that even as a performer, a lot of times, I didn't even notice myself. So I get to laugh at not catching something. And I also get to, it kind of sums things up. So I don't know. It's possible that unless you're a performer, maybe you wouldn't enjoy it as much. But I listened to the episodes of things I wasn't in, and I enjoyed it even more. So it's hard to tell. It's hard to step out of your own mind and judge something truly, what's the word? Where you're objectively? Not being objective? Objectively. It's hard to be objective when you're trapped in a human brain.
Wow. Right? Ain't that the truth? Yeah.
So well articulated.
Thank you.
And thank you for being here. Oh, we missed you so, James. Atul Singh, thanks for joining us, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. Thanks, everybody. Good to see everybody.
Would you like to point anyone towards anything in particular of what you're up to?
No, nothing right now. Just hanging out, just looking around, standing around. So a tool time on all socials.
What was the podcast, the fictional?
Death at Sunset. Yeah, it's still out there. And it's on Spotify, and it's a film noir audio narrative. I think that's what they're calling it these days. But yeah, check it out for sure.
All right, man. Well, thanks for being here. Chris Alvarado, thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you for having me. Just a human being.
Okay.
Trying to be objective. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Chris-Alvarado.com for all your improv and other needs. Actually, all your needs can be satisfied at Chris-Alvarado.com.
What an exciting website that must be. And thank you for having me.
Do you like furniture?
Craig Kukowski, on this... historical day. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, I will say this about Alchemy That. After discovering that I won Alchemist of the Week for 3 weeks running, I'm full support of that podcast. I won it for an episode I was not in.
Fair. Fair and decisive. Thank you.
And deserved. It was deserved.
The podcast, Craig, with... The holiday version of Craigslist, which I enjoyed. Are we still telling folks about that?
Sure. Still telling them about it. It's still out there, as well as 4 years of episodes from our from our vaults.
And DDO, enjoy, please. And Joseph of Family Greer.
Yes.
Thank you for being here, as
always.
Thank
you for having me.
You complete and utter lunatic.
You know, I'm just having these breaks with y'all, and I love it. You know what I mean? Sometimes your mind just snaps, and
yeah,
I'm glad it's here.
I'm glad we have witnesses. And let's thank our engineer and producer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain.
Bain.
And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you to please be kind to each other. As I say that, there's a TV on in the background with absolute insanity happening around the U.S. Capitol. And this country seems to need more love than ever before. So whatever you can do to remind your neighbor that they are loved and to relax their damn sphincter would be helpful and appreciated. Also, when you go outside, please wear a mask while you're being kind to each other. And write to us. Your name here at alchemythis.com. And thank you so damn much for tuning us in. That's it for now. Until next time.
Happy birthday.